I've arrived in Cafe Beda in Maya. I've arrived here after taking my daughter to school, and I've arrived here to work. There's a corner here where I can complete a task, and I can also be fed coffee and a little breakfast at the same time. But as I came into the cafe, who did I run into but John Conway? And John Conway is a local politician who I'm only slightly familiar with. He's from the Labour Party, and he's sitting here at a table with a map of the constituency in front of him, and chatting with a colleague of his. I don't know what they're talking about, because as soon as I arrived, I went over and said hello to the two of them and found myself embroiled in a conversation about Irish politics and about whether I would support John Conway in the general election that's coming. The interesting thing about this is that you can see here a local politician who has aspirations to get elected to the Irish Parliament. And the events of yesterday have, I think, catapulted all local politicians like John Conway into getting their general election campaign ready. They have a whole lot of things to do, and that's why the constituency map in North Cork Central, I think it's North Central Cork, that there stretches all the way out to Mallow, by the way, and over to Ballincollig. But they're planning here how to get elected, and John lobbied me, as indeed all good politicians do, lobbied me to support him in the general election, and I then launched into an explanation of why I was extremely reluctant to support any individual Irish politician, since I regarded the entire political class in Ireland as being at the very least suspect and disreputable, was more likely to be what I would say. So I was more interested, it was quite interesting, because I was more interested in changing political culture than in supporting individual candidates. So as far as I'm concerned, it's extremely unlikely that I'm going to support any one individual. On the other hand, there are certain parties and individuals who I definitely won't support. But the interesting thing about it all is that if this is what's happening in Cafe Beda in Glanmire, on the morning after the Green Party pulled a plug in a very peculiar way on the current government, this is what's happening in cafes up and down the country in Ireland. John Gilroy is a locally elected politician on the local council here, I think. I'm not 100% sure about that, but he's the kind of person who's committed his life to politics now, and he's working away, and I've got nothing negative to say about him really at all. But he's planning getting his general election self ready, so that must be Ireland today, getting ready for a general election. I found myself in the conversation getting excited and spending time on the topic, and saying that, well, look, there were occasions in normal public life where I thought the politicians had done a few good things, like John Maloney, Minister for Mental Health, using his own experience of depression as a way of breaking down negative feelings towards admitting that you have a mental health condition with depression. I admire John Maloney for doing that, even though he's a member of the current political cabal called Fianna Fáil. Excuse me while I drink an Americano here, which I need to recover from the conversation. So anyway, that's it. That's kind of, I need to be careful that I don't get sidetracked into too much of my time being applied to politics, but I do feel, like everybody else, that I am dependent on the political culture in the company for how I do business and how I interact in the community and in my family. So I am, I think, sensible enough to realize that you can't ignore the political issues, that they're part of the infrastructure of the society. And the alternative to democracy is not a very pleasant prospect. So I'm backing democracy and democratic culture without backing any single individual. Anyway, there you are. That's a little explanation of what's happening right now in Glenmire, Cork, and maybe in the rest of Ireland. Goodbye.